now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. We need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
I've always loved the stories of Don Rickles and his incredibly sharp wit, but most of all, the fact that he's a great storyteller. So this week on the Cocktail Nation, we have a listen to some great stories from Don and some great one-liners. I've got a story about a car from the TV show Bewitched that will go to auction this week, and the Nicole Kidman movie Grace of Monaco once again has made news, but again, for all the wrong reasons. That's all coming up for the Cocktail Nation, and here's Barbara Levy Daniels and The Tender Trap.
You see a pair of laughing eyes, and suddenly you're sighing sighs. You're thinking nothing's wrong, you string along, then snap. Those eyes, those sighs, they're part of the tender trap. Your hand in hand beneath the trees, soon there's music in the breeze. You're acting kind of smart until your heart just goes whap. Those trees, that breeze, they're part of the tender trap. Some starry night, when his kisses make you tingle, he'll hold you tight, and you'll hate yourself for being single. All at once it seems so nice, the folks are throwing shoes and rice. You hurry to a spot that's just a dot on the map. You wonder how it all came about. It's too late now, there's no getting out. You fell in love, and love is the tender trap. Some starry night, when his kisses make you tingle, he'll hold you tight, and you'll hate yourself for being single. All at once it seems so nice, the folks are throwing shoes and rice. You hurry to a spot that's just a dot on the map. You wonder how it all came about. It's too late now, there's no getting out. You fell in love, and love is the tender trap.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with BG Adair there, and I could write a book. I think you could write a book about Don Rickles' gags and stories and one-liners throughout the years, and it would be an encyclopedia. Tonight, our Don Rickles story special. Here he is on the Howard Stern Show with one of my favourite Rickles stories. This one involves Frank Sinatra.
You know, your dating wasn't going so great.
Yeah.
You finally get a date with a girl, and then you're there at the club in Las Vegas. You're eating dinner, and the girl turns and says, "I see Frank Sinatra over there. Do you think you could introduce me to Frank Sinatra?" And you did the most brilliant thing in the world. Can you tell that?
That's right. Well, you led up to that, and she said, I said, "I know Frank." She said, "Really?" So I went over to the table, and all the security was around. I said, "Frank, can I talk to you a minute?" And he said, "There's Bullethead." He called me Bullethead. She said, "There's Bullethead. What is it?" I said, "Frank, if you could come over a couple of minutes and just say hi to me with the girl, it would skyrocket me. I got a good shot at hitting a home run, you know?" He said, "You got it. But don't come over right away." So I went back, and I was giving her that cheap champagne, and we were going, "To you, my darling." And her lips were dancing, and, you know, my body was twingling, you know. And I tried to be cool, and I said, "Sweetheart, I just, don't worry about it, boom." And she said, "Look who's coming." And Frank struts over, had on his beautiful blazer in those days with an ascot. You know, he goes, "Don, how are you?" And I got up, I went, "Not now, Frank. Can't you see I'm with somebody?"
And he didn't hit you.
No.
He thought that
he laughed his ass off, but he had the security guys lift me over their heads and carry me out of the casino.
The greatest story ever.
Of course, his friendship with Sinatra was legendary. And here's Don Rickles telling another story on The Letterman Show.
Frank Sinatra, God rest his soul, was a great man to me. He was a great, great booster of mine. And I traveled with him to Europe. We wound up in, as you said, the Riviera on one of the trips, my wife and his wife and so forth. And he'd send all the wives, go to bed. You got to go to bed. Mm-hmm. And you got to sit with him and drink the vodka, you know, which I didn't mind. But on the third barrel, I used to sit there and think I was on the Titanic. I like my vodka, but it started dripping down the pants.
Yeah. You know? Not good.
So anyway, we're sitting there in this bar. And it's about 5-6 in the morning. Mm. Frank's going, "To the king, to anybody, you know, boom, you know, boom." The summer wind, boom. And there's a little black gentleman, you know, a little black gentleman, he's playing the piano, you know, going, "Mr. Sinatra, can I go home? Can I go home?" You know. The bartender's going, "Mr. Rigger, you talk to him, let me go home, you know." Mm. I do accents in case, you know.
I see.
And so we're sitting there, David, and we're having a drink. And Jilly and I, so we're sitting, and lightning comes. And it's a big bay window by the bar. Ba-ba-boom! Ba-ba-boom! And Frank's drinking. He said, "I want you and Jilly to go out and tell them damn photographers to stop taking my picture." And Jilly went out. Jilly and I went out in tuxedos like morons in the rain. Thank God the storm stopped. We came back and said, it's over, Frank. It stopped. It stopped. He said, "Good. Because otherwise we'd be walking around in a wheelchair." You know. But he was great. He did a lot of crazy things.
Now, am I right? His wife and your wife have the same name? Frank's wife and your wife?
What are you, a detective?
Getting booked at the Copacabana was a big deal for Don Rickles. And here he is telling that story.
The first time I went to the Copa, I met Jules Bodell, who ran the Copa. And I said, "Mr. Podell, it's nice to meet you. Forgive the impersonation, but that's way too up. I don't want any kid in my joint that makes fun of people and calls them dummies and yo-yos. I don't need that crap. Joe, nothing nothing personal, but this kid can't come near my joint. I don't want to see him. I don't want to bother me, and leave me alone, and I love him. I'll have a drink on me and goodbye." I said, "Well, Joe, I'm not going to work the Coke." And Joe said, he had a high voice like a bird, "Don't worry, I'm going to take care of it." You know, put a dress on him, you thought it was a girl. Anyway, he was alive, I'd be dead if I said that. Anyway, so he said, "I'll take care of it, don't worry, Don." Next day, the phone rang and he said, "Mr. Podell would like to see you." And I said, "Oh, geez, what's going to be now?" I went to the Coke and we sat in the lounge, had a drink. He said, "I want you to know you're one of the finest, funniest comedians in the world. I've been all over the country. You are now going to be part of the Copacabana family. Say any goddamn thing you want." Well, the punchline was, some guys from Brooklyn, you know, their guns were being oiled. And so they called him and said, Jules, we like this kid. Boom. And next thing you know, I was starring Michael Cabana. I made it a little shorter, but that's pretty much what happened. And every time I went on, he'd make me come in the kitchen. The one of the funniest kids in the world. Boom. I would have a glass of whiskey. But those were great days, the Copacabana.
I'll never forget the word of Carmine Gangananzo, who said to me in Brooklyn on a Saturday night. No, you're Catholic and I'm a Jew, and Sammy, you're black. I'm sorry. You know, I never tell the truth. I exaggerate. I make fun of blacks, whites, Jews, well, Jews.
My first picture was Run Silent, Run Deep. Mm-hmm. Here's a kid. I walk on the set, Clark Gable and Burt Lancaster. It's the first movie of my life. Never saw a movie. He knows about this. And the guy said...
You write about it in your book.
Yeah. And it's true. Yeah. But Burt Lancaster said that we're always on the side. He'd say, you know, Don, you gotta know what the submarines are about. Know why they die. Know why they come up. I said, Burt, I don't know. Listen to me, dude. So I said to Clark Gable, I said, Mr. Gable, he said, Colby Clark. I said, Clark, he's asking me about this. I said, forget that crap. Just do the lines and we'll go and have a drink.
You know, you just can't beat that Don Rickles humor. It's the wit is so fast. It's lightning fast. He keeps up with everybody. Even today, at his in his ripe old age, he is still just as sharp, and people just love him for it.
Cesar Romero's here. He was so great in the 40s. There's Charles Bronson sitting up there. Get up and shoot somebody. Anyway, I'll tell you this. This is your lovely daughter.
Phyllis Diller, ladies and gentlemen, who, when she was born, God ran out of clay and made her face trick-or-treat Charlie. Her former husband said on the wedding night, no! Bob Newhart made the claim that he was my closest friend. I have never met Bob Newhart. I'll put it to you another way. Bob Newhart goes to many gay parties.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. Make up your mind to have no regrets. Recline yourself, resign yourself, you're through. I always get what I aim for, and your heart and soul is what I came for. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. Take off your coat, don't you know you can't win? You're no exception to the rule. I'm irresistible, you fool. Give in. Get what I aim for, and your heart and soul is what I came for. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. Take off your coat, don't you know? To the rule, I'm irresistible, you fool. Give in. Give in. Yeah. Give in. Give in.
Hello, baby.
Thank you.
soon. The lonely nights will be ended soon. Two hearts as one will be blended. I've found the happiness I've waited for. The only girl that I was fated for. Oh, soon a little cottage will find us safe. With all our cares far behind us, the day you're mine, this world will be in tune. Let's make that day come soon.
Something going on here. And here. And here. That one man and only one man can solve. The world is in turmoil. Frenzied diplomats turn to their computers and come up with the one individual on Earth who can snatch victory from defeat.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Al Hurt, their music to watch girls by, and a story that I put up on social media this week. Interesting one about a car that was used in the hit television show Bewitched, which is up for auction this weekend. As a middle Tennessee couple attempt to move on 3 years after losing their son in Afghanistan, Jim and Jan Edens purchased the 1967 Impala convertible in 2007. And apparently Samantha and Darren actually drove the car in the series, according to Jim. And he said that every nut and bolt on the car is original. It looks spectacular, too. I've got details up on the website, cocktailnation.net, if you'd like to check it out. But it's a spectacular-looking car. A couple said they enjoyed driving the car, taking it to car shows before their son Jason was killed overseas 6 weeks before he was due home. Apparently he got ambushed in Afghanistan. And they said they've just simply lost interest in going to car shows. So they decided to pass the car on, which is very, very sad that this has happened to them, and it seems like they've kind of lost their enthusiasm for life. But a spectacular looking car and a great story behind it, that's for sure. Details up on the website, cocktailnation.net. Here's Peggy Lee now and Bewitched on the Cocktail Nation.
Bewitched, you've got me in your spell. Bewitched, bewitched, you know your craft so well. Before I knew what you were doing, I looked in your eyes. That brand of woo that you've been brewing took me by surprise. Bewitched, bewitched, one thing is for sure, that stuff you pitch just hasn't got a cure. My heart was under lock and key, somehow it got unhitched. I never thought my heart could be had, but now I'm caught. My heart was under lock and key, somehow it got unhitched. I never thought my heart could be had, but now I'm caught. I'm kinda glad to be bewitched, 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 bewitched.
Cocktail Nation.
Maxwell Smart, Agent 86.
86, report to headquarters immediately.
Just a minute, who is this?
This is the chief. Who else would be calling you on your shoe?
I stand at your gate, and the song that I sing is of moonlight. I stand and I wait for the touch of your hand in the June night. Are sighing, a moonlight serenade. The stars are aglow, and tonight how their light sets me dreaming. My love, your eyes are like stars brightly beaming. kiss in the trees, so don't let me wait. Come to me tenderly in the June night. I stand at your gate and I sing you a song.
A warrant has been issued for your arrest. I really must assist the police.
Handy for espionage.
With Hollywood Film Orchestra there and Fab Chick online, cocktailnation.net. That's where you'll find us. Plus, we've got the links to all of our social media pages that you might like to join us with if you'd like to follow what's going on the Cocktail Nation. Also on our website, do check our book links as well to my two books, Coop Cooper's Cocktail Nation, The Interviews. You can find the links there and to grab the book, a great little keepsake of the lounge and tiki scene. And my new book, Licato, Prince and Accidental Assassin, should be coming out very, very soon. There's some delays with the publisher Bear Manor Media, who sadly are a little bit behind the eight ball on this one. I believe there's a bit of a bank up of books, so I'm hoping it's going to be out very, very soon. But thus far, it's kind of dragging on a little bit. But when I know something, I'll let you know. It's one of the things about publishing a book that people often don't realise is that you can write the book, but then there's sometimes a whole lot of back-end stuff that needs to go on, rights and all that sort of business. So anyway, we'll get it out there to you soon. Okay, back into the music, and from the Intergalactic Playboy album, which is out right now from Jimmy Psycho. We're going to be talking to him in the coming weeks. This is Fly Me to the Moon on the Cocteau Nation.
Nation.
Now, what's so terrible about learning to do the mambo? Everybody does it now.
Everybody does it, Alice? Everybody does it?
Well, I don't mean everybody.
You said everybody does it. I know whose fault it is. It's Carlos's fault. And it's not only the mamba. It's not only the mamba, Alice. Not by a long shot it isn't the mamba. It's the other things he does, the fancy manners he has and he parades around with.
He happens to be a gentleman, Ralph. And that seems to be something that you have forgotten all about. He treats us like women. You seem to have forgotten that I am a woman.
How could I? You're always yapping.
What do you mean I don't treat you like a woman? I treat you like a woman. I let you sew, I let you cook, I let you wash the windows, I let you clean up. Boys don't do that, Alice.
That's right.
Cocteau Nation.
Swank, baby, you're swank. From your head to your toes, everyone knows you're swank. Stylishly cool, nobody's fool. Swank. Try to capture your eye. They buy you a drink. Think they're on the brink of romance.
Not a chance.
Swag. swank, baby, you're swank. Put together just right, a beautiful sight, you're swank. Uniquely you, no ingenue, swank. Charm go to waste. Such good taste. You know you're swank, baby, you're swank. So swank. From your head to your toes, everyone knows you're swank. Stylishly cool, nobody's fool. Swank, uniquely you, no ingenue. Swank, baby, you're swank, beautifully swank, lovely and swank.
Donation with the Tiki Lights there, and Swank. It's all thanks to ultraswank.net. And, you know, Grace of Monaco, I loved the film. It got panned. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the Princess Grace story. I enjoyed the scenery. And, look, I know that the movie was so far from reality, it's not funny. In fact, maybe they shouldn't have called it Grace of Monaco. They should have just, I don't know, made up a different name. But it has been back in the news now. During the US premiere last week, Arash Amel, the writer, screenwriter, tweeted live that the entire experience was quite disastrous. He said that the film had been ruined by the over-the-top musical scores, the legal upsets with the Grimaldi family. So that entire scenes were deleted, which actually does make sense now I think about it. There's a few disjointed parts in this movie. He likened the film to a sinking ship. And apparently they've actually got their own producer's director's cut, which they'd like to release in years to come, which I think would be very interesting to see. I've got that website story up on cocktailnation.net if you'd like to check it out. But yeah, it's pretty fascinating. Be nice if they could actually put together the proper story, because the original one was a little bit disjointed. Let's take a look at the world of swank now, thanks to pastormalvinclocks.com. Wainalua at the Lake, June 25, June 29, the Django Reinhardt New York Festival on at Birdland. Hukilau is set to kick off in days. TikiCon, July 10 in Vancouver, Washington. A new regular, the Gotham Jazz Club has jazz and swing every Wednesday night. Tiki Oasis coming up August 13. August 29, we've got the Twinwood Vintage Festival in Clapham, UK. And here in Sydney, September 19, it's the Marilyn Monroe Festival in Sydney. Lots of gigs on, and a few other gigs too that you might like to check out up on the website, cocktailnation.net. And I'd love to hear from you. If you've got an event on, let me know. TheCocktailNation@gmail.com. Here's Jackie Gleason and Sweet Sue, Just You. Thank you.
Nation.
Jeff, today, matter of fact, let me
me know when we go. My bag's already packed.
Take me away with you, somewhere sublime.
Just for a day or two, or maybe for the rest of time.
Sip a bit of grape on the windy cape. Baby, let's escape.
Take me away.
Hesitate is
through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our lover come a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Nation with Barbara Lush, Light My Fire. Well, next week on the show, talking Oana Luau at the Lake, I'm going to leave you with Alvino Ray and Night Train. Stay here. Mm-hmm.